You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Fleetwood Mac, Day 6, about their sixth studio album, Bare Trees. Came out in March of 1972. The last Fleetwood Mac album to include Danny Kirwan as a member of the band. He was fired during the tour for the album, but he played a major role in the making of the album. Let's get into it. Side 1 kicks off with a song by Danny called Child of Mine. And Child of Mine alludes to his biological father not having been a part of his life. I guess Kirwan was his stepfather's surname. It's a pretty good standard rock tune from Danny. Gets a little heavy. I like some of the melodies more than others. John McVie is killing it on the bass, and I like some of the guitar work. And I like Kirwan's voice, so this is all right.
Thank you.
second song on Future Games by Bob Welch called The Ghost. This is a pretty terrible hippified tune from Welch. The chorus is better than the verse, but I cannot say that I like this at all. Third song on the album by Christine McVie called Homeward Bound, a basic keyboard-driven rock song, well-produced, the instruments sound good, pretty cool guitar solo, but overall not a very engaging tune. I guess the lyrics allude to Christine McVie's dislike of flying and of touring. Side one ends with a breezy instrumental from Danny Kirwan called Sunny Side of Heaven. Quite boring.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Ahmet and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Flipping the record over, side two kicks off with the title track, Bare Trees by Danny Kirwan, 5 minutes long. Very annoying, kind of stripped down, funky tune. The jam at the end is alright, but this song really sucks. Second song on side two, Sentimental Lady by Bob Welch. A soft rock tune, resurrected for his first solo album, French Kiss, 5 years later, and then it became a top 10 hit. And on that recording, the hit recording, he had Fleetwood, McVie, and Lindsey Buckingham backing him up. I'm actually a fan of some of Bob Welch's solo work, but I can't say I like either version of this song very much. I like the verse melody. The song maybe was ahead of its time insofar as it fit in great when he put it out in the late 70s as a soft rock tune. It's soft rock. Yeah, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a will to be married. All of the things that they say All right, third song on side two, Danny's Chant by Danny Kirwan. Another almost instrumental, but this one is heavy and rocking with some random vocal parts. It's not bad, but also kind of pointless. Fourth song on side two from Christine McVie called Spare Me a Little of Your Love. This is a classic sounding Christine McVie tune. You can hear her developing her style here, a style that would pay off quite a bit in years to come. This is a nice song, but she's going to get a lot better at this. Fifth song on side two by Danny Kirwan, a song called Dust. Another atmospheric, almost ballad by Kirwan. I like this song quite a bit. Kirwan's vocal is great, has nice melodies. The lyrics for the song were taken from the first two verses of a poem by Rupert Brooke, written in 1910. That poem was called Dust. The vibe of the song kind of perfectly fits the When We Are Dust chorus. It's sad, yet uplifting. Danny Kirwan was definitely talented when he hit the mark.
I thank my God for perfect love and peace. I'll hold her tight and always as always, mine forever. Love, love, so great.
All right, Bare Trees ends with something called Thoughts on a Gray Day. Beautiful. And this is not a song. It's a recording of an elderly woman named Mrs. Scarrett. I don't even know her first name. She's credited as Mrs. Scarrett. She lived nearby to the band's communal home in southern England. And she's reading a poem that she wrote. And that's all this is. It's an old lady reading a poem. And honestly, it's annoying. And that's how they end the album. So, Bare Trees, not good. Dust is good. Song Dust is good. All right, so we'll see what they do next. We will find out tomorrow when we talk about Penguin.
Our own. Hold us tight. I am yours. Just dream and go on dreaming. May this joy of ours never ever cease. My love, pregnant sweet, love is tender.
Lovely.
This is all okay.
I think it is, yes.
You do. Because he's allowed to put it into a...
Because if I didn't think so, I wouldn't say anything. Well, yeah. Day by day.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.